Prison in El Salvador.
252 Venezuelans have been held at the SECOP maximum security prison since they were deported to El Salvador in March. Removed from the United States under a little-used 18th century law, the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, the men always maintained they were not members of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, as was claimed by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration is moving on files related to the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to release pertinent grand jury records. And by Friday, the Justice Department filed a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal the documents. The motion comes a day after a Wall Street Journal report alleged the president wrote a birthday note to Epstein in 2003 that included a hand-drawn sketch appearing to show an outline of a nude woman. The journal reports the letter ends saying, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret."
President Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal for a libel over that reporting. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is coping with the loss of three veteran deputies killed when a grenade went off during a safety procedure. CBS News Los Angeles's Jasmine Veal.
Sheriff deputies say this highlights the dangers of the job, even with years of extensive training.
Today puts a face to how dangerous these men and women, their job actually is on a daily basis, and how something can go tragically wrong at any moment.
Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire. Reaction from former State Department analyst Aaron David Miller.
It's good, of course, that the Israelis and Syrians are negotiating directly with one another under the auspices of the United States and others. But what you need, essentially, to solve this problem is a centralized Syrian government that had control over all of its territory.
CBS's Nancy Chen reports the Trump administration's slashing of budgets and staff cuts includes lifeguard staffing in national parks, including at Assateague Island National Seashore.
Let's do the right thing before we see something bad.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine represents part of the area the park covers. He says this goes beyond national parks, and only legislation can provide protection.
In Trump term two, he's not waiting for Congress. He's just slashing, burning, firing people, laying folks off, cutting agencies, eliminating contracts.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
There have long been blood banks and sperm banks, and now there are also milk banks.
A new law in California called the Human Milk Bill removed legal hurdles that had made it difficult for hospitals to provide donated breast milk to new moms who aren't yet able to breastfeed. In the months since the law went into effect, demand for donated milk has increased sharply.
Breast milk isn't just nutrition, it's medicine.
Cynthia Potacek with Mother's Milk Bank California.
And if it's just 2 ounces at a time, all of that milk can save a baby. Life.
The organization has about 1,200 thoroughly screened donors. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The owner of a Tennessee factory where six workers died last year in flooding from Hurricane Helene will not face charges. A state investigation finds no criminal wrongdoing. First Judicial District Attorney General Stephen Finney says they found no evidence that Impact Plastics employees were told they would be fired if they left the factory. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible late. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. A high in the low 80s. A sun and cloud mix Sunday and a high in the mid-70s. It's 65 right now.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into the middle of town. I found a paradise. that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, honey.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Suddenly, I hear you. See your lips are touching. from Pasadena.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend.
When you see it coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
He's gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain, sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love
Sunny.
You. I love
Sunny.
You.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A three-nation prisoner swap has resulted in 10 American citizens and permanent residents being sent home after being imprisoned in Venezuela.
According to senior administration officials, they were freed in exchange for El Salvador returning 252 Venezuelans who were deported from the U.S. to a notorious El Salvadorian prison earlier this year. As part of the deal, Venezuela also released dozens of political prisoners and detainees from its prisons. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump's relationship with the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein is back in the spotlight. We begin with CBS's Erica Brown and files related to Epstein's federal sex trafficking charges.
President Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to release pertinent grand jury records. And by Friday, the Justice Department filed a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal the documents. The motion comes a day after a Wall Street Journal report alleged the president wrote a birthday note to Epstein in 2003 that included a hand-drawn sketch appearing to show an outline of a nude woman. The journal reports the letter ends saying, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret."
Trump is suing the journal for libel. The newspaper's publisher says it stands by the reporting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna describes yesterday's explosion that killed three deputies as the deadliest day for his department since 1857. CBS Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal.
Sheriff deputies say this highlights the dangers of the job, even with years of extensive training.
Today puts a face to how dangerous